Thank you very much for having me.
Now, I wanted to touch first on a movie that might sound a bit silly because people can't go and see it this weekend because it's totally, totally booked out. But that's Lake of Scars, which I read with interest about some trees near Bort. Is this correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a documentary by the director Bill Code, with a great deal of sort of semi-local interest, I guess, being Bort only being an hour from Bendigo. And it's a documentary on the scar trees that are in that area. And it's generated enormous interest. We have a Q&A with the director and a Welcome to Country on Saturday night, but it is completely booked out. So apologies to those that wanted to get to see it. But yeah, this one has run away with an unprecedented success. So for those that still want to see it, we are screening encores in June. They're already for sale on our website, and they're on June the 4th and 6th. So fantastic. Those who wanted to see it on the Saturday night, definitely be able to get to see it next month.
Okay. Now, before we get into what's currently showing too, Chambers Bar, how's it going? And I believe there's a slight change to the way people can pop along if they want to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going amazingly well. And as a result, we've had to introduce a booking system for bookings of four or more. You can now our website, starcinema.org.au, so that you know that you have a table. We had to turn a few people away in recent weeks, and that's caused a bit of disappointment. So we're trying to manage our success, if you will.
Well, it's going gangbusters, obviously. That's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I was there last week, and the food is outstanding. And, of course, the drinks are just as good. The atmosphere is incredibly good. So, yeah, now you can book. Now you'll have that peace of mind.
So now, coming up tomorrow is a portrait in part, Elizabeth, obviously about the Queen.
It's about the Queen, yeah. So this is the same director as Tea with the Dames and Notting Hill. People will know that at least one of those two films. And he's basically done this piece on the Queen. Now, whether you're a Republican or a monarchist or whatever, it doesn't matter. Obviously, she's an icon of the last 100 years of this planet. And this goes right back to the beginning and has some candid sort of vox pops from the Queen herself and lots of archival footage. So if you want to just get taken away and have a bit of a nostalgia trip, this is a great piece.
Notting Hill, you mentioned there. I watched that again last week on telly on the weekend and cried my eyes out and fell madly, madly, madly in love again with Julia Roberts.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's been a few people that have had that problem.
Yeah, I know. Good movie, though. Great movie. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing with something like Elizabeth is, yeah, what is there new that you can tell us? I mean, we know a fair bit about her when it's all said and done.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I'm not much of a monarchist, to be perfectly honest. Don't want to be controversial. But I was watching the shorts for this, and I thought, yeah, I'd watch this even just to see, you know, what it's all about, get a bit of insight into her life. And I actually saw on the shorts that she actually smiled once. Oh. So if nothing else, it's worth coming to see that.
Okay. Cinetopia, Terms of Endearment. What a great movie. 1983 comedy drama. Fantastic.
Yeah, an absolute icon. I was actually, this passed me by. Maybe I was a bit too young, I'm not sure. But it was interesting to read, you know, they've got a cast of thousands. Mm. Shirley MacLaine, Deborah Winger, Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito, John Lithgow. I mean, and the list continues. Won 5 Oscars. It was a clean sweep that year. Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Actor, Best Director, Best Writer. And, yeah, this is a story that's very iconic of that early 80s period. It's got, ticks all the boxes that you would want from a piece from that year. And, yeah, it's definitely something worth seeing on the big screen. Good one to revisit. And it's probably not on high rotation on on-demand services, which is good for us.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Now, when you say you might have been too young for it, I mean, obviously my parents told me about it as well. Just want to clarify that, of course, because I was only a wee whippersnapper. What are you laughing at? Hey.
No, I'm only laughing because it's true.
You're laughing with me, not at me.
Exactement.
Yes. All right, and This Much I Know to Be True, a new release, a music doco.
Yeah, so we do a lot of these things, and this is a one-off, one night only on Wednesday, the 11th of May. It is really one for the Nick Cave fans, the diehards. It looks like it's beautifully shot. It's a revisit of the studio albums Ghost Teen and Carnage, which were co-written by Warren Ellis. It looks really nice on the screen, and people are already booking this one out fast, so don't delay on this one, as it's a one-off only.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed the last bit of that. When you mentioned Nick Cave, I was just automatically stabbing myself in the eye with my biro, so sorry about that. But yeah, I'm sure if you are a Nick Cave fan, that'll be marvellous.
Controversial, Robbo.
Anyway, still showing The Duke, Ithaca, Fantastic Beasts, The Secret of Dumbledore. So there's something for everyone, as they say, including a nice bevy and something to eat pre-movie as well at Chambers Bar. Thanks, as always, Martin. You have a great weekend there at Star Cinema, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll catch you then. Thanks, Mike.